Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. So, in this episode, I'm going to be redoing my episode from a year ago where I said that hate speech is real, but is much rarer than we are led to believe, and that hated speech and hate speech are not the same thing. So, buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So, first let's talk about this hate speech stuff. Yes, hate speech is real. It is much rarer than we are led to believe by the media. I mean, we don't hear about it quite as much as we did when the first version of this episode was released. But we do still hear about it from time to time. And hate speech is when you express animosity towards a person for belonging to a particular group or towards that entire group. And when that group is usually based on, like, gender, you know, like men or women, like if you're hatred against men or hatred against women, or when it's, you know, an animosity, wishes to harm, etc., towards entire religious or ethnic groups, or towards people for choosing to engage in certain lifestyles. Now, the left will expand this a lot. They will try to say that a lot of things that are not actual harm, that are not actual animosity, that are just disagreement, that those things count as hate, and that you hate a person because of not agreeing with their decisions. Now, that is not true. Hatred is not the same thing as disliking or disagreeing. Hatred is when you have so much animosity for someone that you would celebrate if they ceased to exist. If they died tomorrow, you would throw a party. Or at least figuratively, maybe not literally. There are certainly instances of hate speech. For example, the white supremacists and the anti-Semitic crowd in the Middle East, because unfortunately that is a thing. You know, Hamas, other terrorist groups, and then even just people who support the missions of those groups are anti-Semitic. They hate Jews. They want Jews to die. They are, unfortunately, very much against the existence of not only the Jewish faith, but the ethnic group, the Jews as a people. And that is unfortunate. Now, do I disagree with Judaism's theology? Yes, obviously. I mean, I'm a Christian, I'm very clear on that. But I don't hate Jews. I don't wish any harm to come to them. For being Jewish or for any other reason. I don't hate anybody. I hate the devil. That's it. And it's even when you're talking about actual evil, like murder, for example. I hate the idea of murder. I hate the act of murder. I hate the fact that people deliberately take other human life. I mean, both in the womb and out of the womb, when we're talking, especially if we're talking about innocent blood, spilling innocent blood. I hate that. I don't hate the murderers. I believe murderers should be executed, but not because I hate the person, but because I hate the evil that they've engaged in and because they have taken another life. And I don't love the idea of executing them. I just believe that is the most logically coherent punishment for such an evil act. And you have people on the left who will act like not agreeing with someone's lifestyle that they have decided to make their entire identity, that disagreement is hatred. It is not. If you are choosing to embark on a particular life path and you have come out to the world and announced that decision to the whole world, you do have to expect some level of disagreement. I mean, I biblically cannot condone such lifestyles. But that does not mean that I hate the person. I don't even really hate the thing they're doing. I just think it's wrong. I think they shouldn't do it. Like if somebody decides that they want to try to live as a man instead of as a woman, when obviously men can't be women. Like, I don't hate that person. I just don't believe that they are doing the right thing, and I'm not going to support their decision to live that way. I don't wish death on them. I don't wish illness on them. I don't wish harm to come to them. If their house was on fire, and they couldn't call for emergency services themselves, I would call for emergency services, help put their house out. Like, I have nothing against the person. I just don't agree with the actions in which they've chosen to engage. So, hated speech, unlike hated speech is much simpler to define. It is speech that the listener or reader does not wish to be surrounded by, or does not wish to consume. And not only does not wish to consume it, but wishes that the person speaking or writing the thing was banned from doing so. You know, threats are hated speech. We do not wish for people to be making threats, obviously, or inciting violence. Like actual violence. The left likes to call a lot of things violence that aren't violence, but like actual violence. If you're threatening to attack a school, that is hated speech. We as a society have decided rightly that that is not acceptable, that you should not be allowed to say such things. We do not wish harm on you for saying such a thing, but we do not believe that you should be saying those things, and we take action accordingly. So there is a place for hating certain speech. Doesn't mean you hate the person, it just means you hate the speech and you wish to prevent the person from being able to express such thoughts. Not by hurting the person, but just by making the speech illegal and or socially unacceptable, and with the hope that the consequences that that follow such speech will disincentivize future iterations of that same speech. So, like, you know, the hope obviously is that if we make it a crime to threaten to attack a school, that less people will make threats against schools. Because obviously that's heinous. But you saw that overused a lot in the last several years. You saw speech being treated that way, that was just political speech, just expressions of political opinions. That was not actively inciting violence or making threats or otherwise excessively inflammatory, you know. It was just expressions of political opinions, which are protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution. So we do need to clarify that because a lot of that speech was then called hate speech, and there were calls against hate speech and all this. So we do need to clarify that. Hate speech is not entirely fake, as some on the right have suggested. It is a real thing, but it is much rarer than we've been led to believe, and it should be much more narrowly defined than it is often defined. And the speech that is actually hate speech, you know, obviously should be responded to differently than a lot of the political speech that was classified as hate speech. And hated speech is not the same thing as hate speech. There is speech that deserves to be hated, but even it is also much a much narrower collection of speech, a much narrower sliver of the pie of, you know, if you think of all speech that is made in the U.S. as a big pie, the speech that actually does deserve to be hated is a much smaller slice of the pie than we were led to believe as well, because it does not include just simple political speech. It includes things like threats, incitements of violence, stuff like that. Hate, actual hate speech, you know, actual wishing of harm or death on entire ethnic groups or races or stuff like that. So, thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode or considered it to be informative or food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. You can also send us an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S firesidechats@gmail.com. We also have a coffee page, so no pressure, but if you feel inclined to get to support us with a small donation, please feel free to do so at ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. That's ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. And if you would like to be a guest, kind of tying into our if you'd like to contact us thing, if you'd like to be a guest, we'd love to have some guests, spice things up a bit. So if that's something you're interested in, please feel free to message us on Facebook or X or send us an email. And I will happily try to figure something out, time-wise and everything else. So, please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested, and have a blessed day.